Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live in the studio, my friends, from the Black Sage Project, Edge of Edgerton?
It's John Hosey's story. He was the founder of Edgerton. He never lived long enough to see the town erected, but he was the sole survivor of a 50-acre mine collapse and only married 2 weeks.
Only married 2 weeks.
Yep, an immigrant from Scotland.
Wow, when that happened.
And, he went up there behind German looking to make a name for himself, and he found hard pan coal, and that's history,
and
his story.
And it was history.
Yep, and the rest was history. He wanted to make a name for himself.
And the voice we're hearing now is, introduce yourself.
All right, I'm Dave Ingerson.
Dave Ingerson.
Hello.
And these are stories that you, the history that you love from this area, you took and put into song.
Yes, I did. Yep.
And this is just one of many.
One of many.
Yes, many. One of many. And you brought along with you a whole slew of people. Entourage.
Right. Entourage. I like that.
That includes your wife, Bonnie.
Yes, Bonnie. Say hello, Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie. Good to see you today.
My sister-in-law, Dion Bass.
Hi.
You know, and this is really an oddity, like a wife getting right behind her husband and saying, okay, the craziness you have about history, I'm going to go with this in music, and we're going to work together and do it. And then not only that, your sister-in-law doesn't think you're off your rocker. She's here as well.
Yes,
you do? But if you can't beat them, you join them?
Yeah.
In your name?
D.
Okay. I knew that 2 seconds ago. And then strangers follow you, too, then.
Yeah.
I'm Neil.
Neil, no relation, but you're part of this.
Yes.
And you're, I was amazed. I'm like, where's the harmonica coming from? Where's, and I look over, and here's Neil playing banjo. Is that a banjo?
Yes. Yeah, but you should see the other stuff these characters do.
And harmonica at the same time. And it kind of, is that a special skill? That
Well, it takes a while. It takes a practice to get used to it.
To be able to do both, because you're strumming.
Because you're thinking of two things at once. You know, you got two instruments going at the same time, so you have to, you know. It takes a while.
I understand. That just kind of really, whoa. And the banjo. So you woke up one day and you said, I don't want to play guitar. I don't want to play bass. I'm going to, maybe the banjo. How did that work out for you?
Well, I do play guitar. I started on guitar, and then that led to harmonica, then that led to banjo, and then some other instruments. And this, if you notice, is what they call a long neck.
I was going to say, that has a pretty...
This is like the kind Pete Seeger used, you know, Pete Seeger.
And it's a Gibson.
The folk, yes, it's an old 1964 Gibson.
Wow.
And it's like the kind that Pete Seeger used, a long neck banjo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cool.
And what's the difference between, really, can you get closer to the mic when you're talking? I know you're everything's in the way.
Sure.
What is the difference between playing a banjo and a guitar?
Well, they're tuned different, for one.
Okay.
And how you play them.
You get more of a twang out of the banjo?
Yeah, because the banjo basically has a drum head on it.
Okay.
And, you know, and...
So it basically is a redneck thing that was put together and called an instrument.
Yeah, I guess the banjo has a lot of history.
You're from Carbondale, aren't you?
No. I'm from Scranton originally.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm only kidding. I just pulled Carbondale out because Edgerton's in that area. Okay. But still surprising from Scranton. They're usually a little bit more sophisticated. But only kidding. It's really nice to have you in the studio today to discuss this history. Now, this show, The Nikki Stone Show, is brought to you by Campus Jewelers in Luzerne. Campus Jewelers, if you're looking for that special gift for the special some mother in your life, you can find something at Campus Jewelers. Or if you're, you know, in these hard times and, you know, supporting everybody else with their tax dollars and have a hard time pulling pennies together to buy mom something, Campus Jewelers is there for you. They can help you in those financial struggle times as well. Look them up at campusjewelers.com and find out all about them, your friends and neighbors for over 30 years. Also, I want to mention that this weekend I will be out, and I think next hour we're going to get a call from Frank from Shaken and Oz, because they're going to be playing, doing a benefit show for the Catholic War Vets Grove, 175 Old Ashley Road. It's the Let's Act Up Party 3. That's happening from 10 in the morning till 8 tomorrow. Food, beer, horseshoes, and all that kind of fun stuff. And it'll be a good time. So, well, Frank will be checking in next hour on that. In the meantime, we have the Black Sage Project in the studio. We're going to talk about their music, the history of the area, and some other stuff they have going on. Now, so Edja Edgerton, we know that. You just gave us that story. What else do you have for us,
Another one, Dave? From Edgerton. But also is kind of combined, because back in 1902, there was a big strike all the way up through the northeast Pennsylvania region. And the reason for the strike, and thanks to Dale, because we did leave you out, and I'm sorry, Dale, but I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we have the filmmaker here. I didn't mean to leave him out either, but I was, enthralled and hypnotized by the harmonica and the banjo.
Yeah.
It happens.
My wife is also, by the way.
She probably rolls her eyes every time you bring it out. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Mostly.
Don't you practice in your car?
I do sometimes. Yeah.
You do. You practice.
Well, the banjo by itself can be just, you know, it sounds better when you have more instruments.
So
by
you're
itself,
saying the banjo is annoying and. Anybody who's ever had a kid knows that harmonica is annoying.
When he plays his squeeze box.
A squeeze box?
Yeah, he's got accordions. He's got a Cajun accordion, a regular accordion, an Irish accordion.
An accordion?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
People still play accordion? Do you ever, you pull it out to play with the band?
Yeah, yep. Sometimes. I'm getting there.
Yep.
I haven't had it that long.
Because, okay, you only have four members of the band actually in the studio today, but there's how many members?
Seven.
Seven of you when you
sometimes
go out.
Sometimes more.
And are you playing, you're playing somewhere this coming up, right?
Yes, Sunday we're hosting a concert with another family band.
Benefit.
And it's a benefit for the United Methodist Church in German. It's the oldest church in German, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was built in 1826. So their cross is in disarray. It needs to be repaired. The electronics in the back of it have to be repaired as well. So we're doing a benefit for the church.
The German United Methodist Church.
United Methodist Church.
Is that your church, Dale?
No.
No, that's not your church? Oh, you're the primitive.
Yeah, it's not too far.
This isn't... So it was built in 1926, but it's not the primitive one.
It's not as big as a dinosaur.
What were you... Bonnie, you were going
to
add?
It's not too far from the Windsor Inn.
It's close to the Windsor?
Close to the Windsor Inn, yeah.
Yeah, if you like your wings, you can go over and get some good music and then later pick up wings for the ride home.
Afterwards.
On the way
home. Yeah. That's so the next song that you're doing... Is
are you Strike 1902, and this was taken from Edgerton. And the interesting little story about this is that because the miners wanted better pay and working conditions, like all the rest of the miners up in this region wanted, this gentleman ended up going to Knoxon down in Wyoming County and recruited 100 men and faced the consequences when he ended up at Edgerton.
They recruited 100 men and found one tooth. And, oh, I'm sorry, is that the quant? No, I'm only kidding, joking. So it has a lot of history to it.
Yes, and it's actually everything that we do today is true to fact.
Okay, so I love this. Go ahead, start the song. Love that laugh.
And Bonnie's homemade bell, by the way, used to be an umbrella stand until I tuned it.
I was going to say.
She was mad.
She sacrificed her umbrella.
So you said, if you want to play the bell, you can. Well, you don't need that umbrella over there, so we'll take the. Nice.
Basically.
They're not rednecks, guys. They're really not.
We got all kinds of stuff. You ready?
I love it.
One,
go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Sticks and clubs, the men all stood around. While in Wyoming County, 100 men were found to work the mine and bust a strike. They ride by horse and cart. The weasel, as he was known, got men to do his dirt. Meanwhile, in the tavern, there were miners drinking beer, and some were drinking whiskey. One's fear to face a gang of 100 men to fight for their demands. Schooley would regret today he challenged those fighting men. So as the men from out of town were greeted by a mob, someone spotted Schooley as he rode in with his car. And breaking free from the ranks, 5 men had stomped around, grabbing hold of Schooley, throwing him down on the ground. They kicked him in, they clubbed him like lions on the attack, and they left him lying in the dirt with a broken back. Beaten so severely while his men just stood around, there's a moral to this story, and which one can be found? So don't cross the line of striking men, don't leave your life to fate. Just like Orlando Scully did when he went on strike that day. No matter what the offer was, to beat you in the end. He found out the hard way when he challenged those fighting men. Being put on rail cars, Scully men were run from town, and most became firemen. Germantown. The miners up at Edgerton continued to work the mine until the coal ran out.
love it. I just love how you take and have this love for history that you could put it into a story that becomes a song. And you have a great understanding of this history. What fueled your understanding, Dave?
It's his fault over in the corner. It's Dale's fault.
Dale, he's full of history, too. He's a man that needs to be in here talking about some of the things that made the Upper Valley, for the most part, focus on the Upper Valley, which a lot of people don't discuss a lot. We know Wilkes-Barre, we know Scranton, and a little bit of the outskirts area, but I have always said that it's all these little towns and the people in it that make Wilkes-Barre and Scranton what it is, that make Northeast PA more so than Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, if you understand where I'm coming from. So if anybody wants to answer the conversation, if you know anything about Edgerton and want to talk with us today, or any, do you have stories coming up about other areas too, Dave? We're going to go to break here in a second. What other towns are we going to include?
We've got Pittston, and we got
Forest City,
and we have Avoca, actually, close between Avoca and Kidder.
Okay, and we'll be right back with more with the Black Sage Project on WILK AM 103.1 FM. George Jones. Love this song. Such a great song. Today's the anniversary of his passing. Back in 2013, 10 years without that amazing voice. Many years of my early start in radio playing his music. And this song just sticks with me. He stopped loving her today. He was born September 12th, 1931, passed away on April 26th of 2013. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. We are joined in the studio today by the Black Sage Project, or at least some of them, with their multiple instruments, some of which appear to be very homemade, including the bell, which is very cool, made with an umbrella.
A pole
and a piece of wood and some string. And then, a wrench to play it with.
Yep.
And the music's incredible. You can actually find them out there streaming online, by the way. You'll find the Black Sage Project. If you look it up on YouTube, you can find it. And then you also have the spoons to play. I just love this. Somebody texted and said, cool stuff. Wish I tuned in earlier. We're just getting started. They just got in here around 1 o'clock. So you missed a little, but not much. Mayor Concert said, the first time I'm liking the music you're playing. Thanks, Mayor Concert.
Fine. If they want to go on Facebook, look under the new Black Sage Project.
The new Black Sage Project.
Yep.
And somebody asked if you could play some Dropkick Murphys. And they laugh. They'll play their own stuff, original music about Northeast PA, which I love. What's the next song?
This was about Pittston. This is called.
Where's that? Oh, here, Pittston, right?
Yeah.
Where we are.
Where you are. That's nice. Exactly right. So this actually happened in 1826. It was probably about the worst disaster that happened in mining history of a northeast corner up here. So, and it was really, really bad. There's 58 men entombed in the mine.
Called Twin Shaft
Mine. In the Twin Shaft Mine disaster, they couldn't get them out.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Ready, gang?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. Deep in the dark of the Twin Shaft Mine, 58 men met their fate. They were frantically hurrying to shore up the walls, but their labor was only in vain. Deep underground, more than 400 feet, when a squeeze gave a crushing blow, to dig them out would be a daunting task, so they were left in doom below. In the town of Pittston, the timbers were singing, some say they were humming all week. But early Sunday morning, around 3 o'clock, the cave-in had sealed their fate. One mass implosion sent shock waves for miles. Young folks were thrown from their beds, read all the buildings and houses around. An earthquake, some folks had said. Whistles and bells went ringing. All that was left from the red ash vein was the dust and a smoke ring rising. And when the rats start running, the timbers start singing, it's time to start running away. For the ceiling is moving and the walls are crumbling. Settling below. Women crying and the boss man yelling, barking orders to the men on the slope. The Twin Shaft Mine, how 58 men gave their lives to the mine, are entombed in the red ash bay. So when the rats start running, the timbers start singing, it's time to start running away. For the ceiling is moving and the walls are crumbling, then it's time to get out of the way, and it's time to get out of the way.
Where local history and music meet with some Northeast PA folks, the Black Sage Project. Find them on Facebook, the New Black Sage Project. We'll be right back. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Nikki Stone Show. For those of you getting ready for that concert tomorrow night at the Mohegan Sun Arena, just thought we'd throw in a little journey for you today. WILK AM 103.1 FM. I had a laugh. I shouldn't laugh, but poor Franz Stagora put up on Facebook. I can assure you we're open. Once again, it's going around town that we are going out of business. We are not going anywhere. Positive things about Nanny Coke PA. He had posted that in or tagged them. And then I saw his political sign, which is not a political sign. It's an advertisement for his business. It says Stagora Funeral Home. With all his information on it, and I'm sorry, Franz. They heard that it was a dying business. Oh no, that was not that. No, I'm sorry. They're not going out of business, but you heard that the funeral home was a dying business. Never mind. I think my joke was lost on these people because they bring enough humor to the room. Because a lot of your songs, Dave, from the Black Sage Project, Dave, you're the songwriter, but you listen to that laugh. You bring humor to local history too.
Oh, yeah, fine.
You can't just. I mean, this is serious stuff. With the last song being about one of the biggest mine disasters the area has seen, that included Pittston. Right.
Yep.
But you also, I guess this shows the resilience of the area as well, where we were hardworking people that devoted their time, immigrants that came to this area a lot too, to do this mining work.
True.
Who it was blood, sweat, and tears that built the business, which was a huge business. It's the way people heated their homes, cooked their food, did everything with the coal. But some of it can be very grim and grave, but you found a little bit of humor to put in your music as well, correct?
Oh, yeah, thanks to Dale.
Now, how do you actually categorize your music? Is this bluegrass? Is it?
No, it's probably folk Americana or maybe old-time folk, perhaps.
Sometimes.
It depends.
One heck of a huge jam session is what some people would call it, right?
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
And they're probably right.
Do you make it up as you go along?
We've done that.
I'm going to throw it to another break real quick, and then we're going to come back with another one of your songs.
Sure, why not?
Going to go to break. We'll be right back. WILK AM 103.1 FM, The Black Sage Project in the studio with me. Catch them this Sunday playing at the German United Methodist Church.
Yes, and we have the prices for the tickets. They're pretty reasonable. They're $7. Pre-sale tickets. They're $10 at the door, and students are $5, and under $3. Is free. And also, if you
I don't
want,
know if you're gonna how you're gonna restore across those low prices, but go ahead.
And for those that want the advance tickets, you can get a hold of Bruce Smolcomb at 570-862-1926. Just ask for Bruce. He'll set you on the right path for the tickets.
And we've got a nice message that just came in that said, they are totally awesome.
Thank you.
So we'll be back with more of the awesomeness right after this on WILK, The Nikki Stone Show. That's new from David Gilmour of Pink Floyd right there. It's called The Piper's Call. It's a preview of David Gilmour's Luck and Strange. It's the first taste of that single. Gilmour will be coming out with a new album September 6th, I believe it is. So, something to look for if you're a Pink Floyd fan and like David Gilmour's music. WILK AM 103.1 FM. So, is the name of the song Looking Strange, Jake, or is the name of the song The Piper's Call? I'm so confused. Okay, well, it is The Piper's Call. Okay. Because the way it was written in front of me, I got really, it's not hard to confuse me. And it is a Friday at the end of a long week, and I'm glad to have some good local musicians in the studio who have combined history with their talents, and it's amazing. So when you go out with seven people to play.
Yes.
All right. And all different instruments. Some of them look like they were, put together on the fly in the backyard or whatever, from whatever pieces we can pick up. Oh, there's a stick on the ground. What can we do with that? Which is very cool. And other times you go out and you invite other musicians out to just even join you.
Yes.
And is that how you met Neil?
No, actually I met Neil shortly after COVID because we were having a jam over at the Irving Cliff Brewery in Holmesdale at that time. So I said, you know what? I think I know a banjo player. So I called Neil. I said, come on over and just have a jam session.
Let's just play with us.
So the rest is history. That was 3 years ago.
So that was 3 years ago that Neil's been with you, but the ladies that are with you over 17 years of playing together, your sister-in-law's been, how long have you been doing this Black Sage Project thing?
For a long time, almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years, wow. And people must enjoy learning about the area through the song when they see you. And I've seen you play. You play out in Homesdale a lot, maybe the Carbondale area, and now this Sunday in German at the United Methodist Church there, the oldest church built in 1926 that needs some help, and you're going to be doing that fundraiser in the afternoon. So the next song you're going to do is centered around some local history as well.
Yeah, this is about Forest City.
Forest City?
Yes.
Where's
and the
that?
Historical Society asked me one time if I would write about their little town. Well, when they sent me all the information and I went through it all, there wasn't really anything exciting there because it took me 5 years to write it.
Now, listen, Forest City's one of those towns when you get to it, you can't figure out how to get out. You feel like that was why Hotel California was written. You can enter, but you can never leave.
Yeah, you can never leave. Yep.
Because there's no signs pointing your way out of Forest City.
No.
Just saying.
That's true.
So how did you come up with an idea for the town?
I just thought about it, and I really started thinking, you know, there's so many little innuendos that would make sense. And I thought maybe if we threw a little dash of humor in there, it might be pretty interesting.
So let's hear it. Let's hear it, my friend. The Black Sage Project.
This is called Timber and Coal. Church. You can walk along the main street on any given Sunday, stop in Allegheny for a coffee, listen to the news of yesterday. Founded in 1864, a lumberjack named Pentecost made a deal like none before. He harvested the trees, which became the timber, sent them down on rail cars for the mines. Built a breaker with a promise to the farmer they could use the coal for warmth in winter time. Timber and coal, which built up that little town. Timber and coal, to where it is now. Timber and coal, timber went down for the mines, and the coal went to warm the farmer's homes. Just up the road, where the breaker used to be, is where the lumber yard is now. A soda pop machine, put somewhere down a main street. Crowds of people on the weekends gather round, where they roll the sidewalks up at night. And all the shops are locked up tight, except the Chinese joint, Timber and Coal. Which built up that little town, timber and coal, to where it is now, timber and coal. Timber went down for the mines, and the coal went to warm the farmers' homes.
A little ode to Forest City, a town in Northeast PA. Very few people ever say out loud, and there may be a reason for it. Only kidding. I think it's a cute little town. There are nice little shops in Forest City and some very good people there as well. And to see that it could be brought to life through lyrics to a song written by a guy who calls, where do you call home, Dave?
What?
Where do you call home?
Uniondale.
Uniondale's home.
Yep. Uniondale.
Yeah,
so
not too far from the ski area.
And not too far from Elk Lake. City.
Yeah. Nice. Somebody texted in, Sean from Larksville, as a matter of fact. He said, keep an eye on Toby Creek disappearing into the mines in Luzerne, PA. You may have a new mining song coming. And, you know, with Mayor Concert checking in from Swoyersville, maybe we can get a song about Swoyersville out there someday.
Perhaps.
Wouldn't that be cool to unveil during the Swoyersville anniversary coming up, Mayor Concert? Well, it's really short, though. How long does it take you to write a song, Dave?
It depends. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Swoyersville?
Yes.
Do you know of anything exciting that happens there?
I don't think so.
They have this great mayor, though. The mayor is
we'll work on it.
The mayor is full of color himself. I'm sure he can give you plenty.
Oh, I imagine so.
To go on, and he loves his town. It's nice to see the love of these little towns.
Yes.
And I just can't. What is your? I shouldn't even ask you. What is your favorite town to sing about, or do you? It's every single one is just.
They all have a bit of flavor. I think the last one that I ever wrote, that was kind of cool in a way, the way it turned out was Honesdale.
Honesdale?
Yeah. Have you seen the streets of Honesdale? I think that's pretty neat because they put a lot of historical innuendos in that.
So are you ready to do that one or no? How long is it? Because we really only have 4 minutes here.
As long as this next one.
All right. Well, are you going to do Homesdale now? Then quick.
Mud Run. I was going to do Mud Run.
All right. Do the Mud Run real quick. Let's go.
Mud Run is about between Avoca and Kidder. And this actually happened. You can Google this. The Mud Run train disaster of 1888.
Black Sage Project on WILK.
Ready? Gather round me, people, there's a story to be told about a wreck that happened 100 years ago. A story that was seldom heard, heading back from Hazleton, ending up in a desolate place, a station called Mud Run. The temperance parade was over with 20,000 strong. Irish miners took the pledge not to drink alcohol. Two trains were being boarded for 5,000 to get home. The valley had to borrow cars from the Lehigh Valley Railroad. Mud Run, at the Mud Run Station, at the Mud Run Station. Remember this all happened at a station called Mud Run. Mud Run, at the Mud Run Station, at the Mud Run Station. Remember this all happened. Station called Mud Run. Well, two steamers just to pull each train, 75 cars in all. They left at 10-minute intervals just to get the families home. Heading up a steep grade that goes into an inside curve, around the bend and the downhill slope to a station called Mud Run. The first train at the station stopped 500 yards too short. Changing colors at the switch, went from red to white. The flagmen chasing lanterns just to put behind the train. Looking back at the switch, he made a grave mistake.
It's the new Black Sage Project on Facebook if you want to find out more information about them. They're going to be playing this Sunday at the German United Methodist Church. Local music.
And he saw that train approaching as the whistle blew, waving those two lanterns, knowing nothing he could do. And it telescoped the first car, and the second, and the third. The sound of one.
And we'll be back after the Bloomberg Money Minute on WILK.
Mud Run, at the Mud Run Station.
Fresh out today from Motley Crue, Dogs of War. A little bit more intense than I expected. Got to give the whole thing a listen. It just was released. WILK AM 103.1 FM. In the studio with me, the Black Sage Project, a Northeast PA band, giving credit to the area in their music, history from the area. Now, quickly, I only have a minute, Dave, but Mud Run, where was Mud Run again?
Between Avoca and Kidder.
And what was the story with that?
If you were a hard laborer, there was 5,000 people coming back from Hazleton for a temperance parade. So if you were a hard laborer or on the railroad or anything like a coal miner, you were always accused of drinking too much.
No.
So they had to get 5,000 people back from Hazleton to Scranton, and they couldn't do it because of the influx. So what they ended up doing was borrowing two steamers and rail cars from Lehigh Valley to bring them back.
Bring them back. Well, we'll talk more about local history coming back. WILK AM 103.1 FM. This is the Nikki Stone Show, 570-883-0098, if you want to add to the conversation.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.